show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
Dwayne Hill is a Canadian voice actor, best known as the iconic Coach Carr from Mean Girls.
Don't have sex, because you will get pregnant and die.
Make room on Zoom, because we're reliving sex ed class with Coach Carr, a.k.a. Dwayne Hill, for Memory Monday with Cliffo and Gabby right now.
Dwayne Hill joining us live from New York right now. Hello, good morning. Welcome to Queensland Radio, mate. It's great to have you on Zoom today.
Good morning and good morning, Queensland.
We absolutely love you. I don't know why, but we use your line from Mean Girls on the show far too often. It is, of course, this bad boy.
Don't have sex, because you will get pregnant and die.
We use it a lot. It's iconic.
Probably too much, I would say.
It's become a very iconic sentence. It's kind of funny, right? It's like become sort of legendary. Tina Fey, she's such a good writer.
Yeah. Okay, so it was based off Queen Bee's Wannabes, Tina Fey, like you said, an amazing piece from her, working with the likes of Tina Fey and covering some really kind of serious subject matter in this film, which you were an integral part of. Did it feel like it was something special at the time? Because it's certainly gone on to last the test of time. But did you feel that while you were involved in the project?
Well, you know, it was produced by Broadway Video, and they actually did unfortunately had a kind of a string of bombs before that. But, you know, Tina Fey is such a great writer. There's very few parts where I'm like, oh, I really, really want to get this. I'm like I'm the laziest actor in the world. Like, I'm like, if somebody else gets it, they get it. But this is a part that I really, really wanted to get. I was just super enthusiastic because the script was just so funny and so timeless, and people still love it. You know, it's like, it's wild. So no, I don't think we knew it was going to be as big as it became, but it really earned its sort of legendary status because it's like everyone gets a little bit of comedy, and you know, it's a cool, you know, it's just a classic movie.
It's the perfect mix of everything you want in a movie. People have been screaming out for a bit of a reunion. Would you be keen for a Mean Girls reunion, like a proper one?
Sure, I'm in. You know, I'm in. They made actually a sequel, and I've been interviewed before, and they're like, "Would you be there for a sequel?" I'm like, "They made one, and I guess nobody saw it. I didn't see it, but
I saw it. Yeah. I did. And
did you?
You're not missing much.
It's methadone to Mean Girls heroin. It's not quite the high. You don't get the buzz.
What a way to put it. Coach Carr, he was such a, how would I say it, kind of interesting character in the show. Do you to this day still have people recognizing you as Coach Carr wanting you to do the line, or has that kind of fizzled out?
Well, people don't, you know, myself and Lindsay have aged horribly, but, so I don't get it recognized as much as I shouldn't include her. She looks great now. So, you know, we have our ups and downs. I do get recognized by people. I remember I was at a party, and there's a guy, and have you ever heard Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a thing in Australia.
Yeah.
So
huge.
Carson Kressley, he's one of the guys. So he spotted me and he's like, Coach Carr. And I was like, oh, wow. So I do get it occasionally. I live in New York, so it's a small town and people have good eyes and stuff like that. And I, you know, then there's people like, we'll call it and say, you know, tell my daughter not to have sex. I come like, I don't have sex or you will get pregnant and you will die. At your age, you're going to want to touch each other. If you do, you will get chlamydia and you will die.
I don't know why, but hearing you redo the line, it fills me with so much joy, Dwayne.
The last time we used that line, Dwayne, I need to fill you in. It was because we were talking about koalas in Australia have chlamydia. There's a lot of them out there that have chlamydia. And so your line really came into play when talking about that.
That's so funny. That's so funny. I actually, poor koalas. I'm sorry. I haven't been there. It wasn't me.
It's an absolute epidemic. Like, there's more koalas with chlamydia than without, and they will die.
I wear a eucalyptus scented cologne, so sometimes that draws them towards me. But I stop at a shoulder rub.
What was
No, that's pretty crazy. I've heard about that. No, I went and saw the play. They have a play in New York.
Yes, yes. How was that?
Well, the funny thing was, is I'm a voice actor now. I do a lot of voice. I do like animation and stuff like that. Like, I do all these cartoons and. I don't really do the on-camera stuff anymore. So they dragged me to the play, and I met the guy who plays me on Broadway.
Wow.
And instead of chlamydia, they had hormone, and it was spelled W-H-O-R-E. I got requested to do the wow. voice for the.
I thought that was funny.
For the commercial for the play, but
really?
Not as Coach Carr, just as my. So I do like Mean Girls is on Broadway, the Tony wow. Award winning hit of the season. So I do
wow, it. what a come about, huh? You voicing yeah. the ad for the play, but not as Coach Carr. That's incredible. Obviously, you know, Lindsay Lohan, Amanda Seyfried, like, you know, these people, you know, they went on to have lives well lived. Let's put it that way. Yeah. What was it actually like on set? Because I'd imagine most of the main cast, Rachel McAdams as well, would have been pretty young back then. So was it party times like on set, or was it down to business, just like working like any other film?
Well, it's funny, actually. I went to some parties while on the set, but it was for different movies that were filming in Toronto. So it was kind of, there was, Mean Girls was not a party zone. I mean, I think Lindsay was starting to kind of
party.
Discover sort of partying a
right.
little bit. I don't, you know, I don't want to speak for her or anything, but like she was, you know, fine on the set. But what was really interesting is you really knew how it was like an incredible moment for Rachel McAdams. Like she just like everybody just popped. Like they really were, they, you know, they find their rhythm, they find their feet. Like films, so many things can go wrong, but that film just really, really worked. But from what I remember, I feel like Amanda Seyfried had the part Rachel McAdams played, and they actually switched the two of them out. I've never read that anywhere else, but when I was on set, I swear that when I first started, I heard that Rachel McAdams was and her and Amanda Seyfried switched parts. And I think it's because at the time, I think Rachel McAdams was a stronger actress and was a bigger part and was a stronger
yeah.
part. Tina Fey bought the rights to that
Queen
book
Bees
before
and
it was
published,
which is what it's based on. And she thought it was going to be a narrative about cliques in high school. Mm. And when it came out, it's like literally a study. I mean, there's no narrative to it. So she had to write all of that Africa stuff,
wow.
all of that, like she made all of that up. And I just cannot doff my cap enough. Like she, you know, she took a study and made it a great comedy.
Wow.
Amazing. Are you still in contact with anyone from the movie?
You know, I phone Lindsay at least every time I'm drunk and she never.
So every second like, night?
Every second, well, you know, you got to pace it. You know, I actually, do you know this show? Do you know the David Letterman show?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that show films in New York. And I got a call from my agent one day just before it ended, like I think it was like 5 years ago or 6 years ago. And I went there to do a sketch on David Letterman, and Tina Fey was the guest star.
Oh. Wow.
So she was the guest. So that was the last time I saw her. I feel like my agent said that she's the reason I voiced the play.
Wow.
I keep in touch with the girl I technically sexually assault. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, because Coach Carr, of course, hooked up with the
students.
Whole mess.
It was
it's
a bad,
whole mess.
Bad mess.
Yeah, I don't even know how you even, you know, this is just not the
I'm
era
treading on
anymore.
Eggshells there. Yeah, very much
yeah.
so.
But yeah, I'm still in touch with her. Her name is Key Pham, and she is a fantastic person. She hasn't aged a bit. She's like, you know, in her 40s and does like that, you know, that yoga where it's like, now I'm on my fingertips. Like, how? How do you do that?
There's our headline, Coach Carr still in contact
with the student
the
he
student
had an affair with
from Mean Girls. You've given us the headline. Well, do not have sex.
I'm sorry, Queensland.
You will get chlamydia and die.
And you will die.
Dwayne Hill, an absolute pleasure to have you on all the way over in New York City. Thank you so much for your time.
Gabby.
Big love. Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Real treat. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
The Hit Breakfast Show.